The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, aka Dave from LA. And just want to thank you all for listening today to our live show. Today is Monday, February the 29th, 2016. And we sincerely thank you for listening. Have a live show for you, as we said earlier. Looking forward to the show today. And so let's get started with the show. Everyone, before we get started, just want to say to you all, make sure that you continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network, and if you can possibly make monetary donations to Black Talk Radio Network, please do that so that the network can grow and reach its heights that it needs to reach. And only way that can happen is through your participation and your support. Donate your time, donate your professional services, donate your events. Make sure that Black Talk Radio Network is getting the exposure that is needed in all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So, so important. And so with that being said, you know, it's really incumbent upon us to provide for our own ways. And one of the ways that we provide for our own ways is that we stop looking at what other people are doing and be even proactive in what they are doing. And to use that to also catapult us into our own individual directions that are all succinctly together, so that it is for the beneficial good of everyone. Everyone, you individually, your family, and our collective community at nature. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out what we have posted there. Over the weekend, we didn't have a show Friday, but a lot was going on. Had a show on Thursday and Wednesday. Hope you caught all of that stuff. Very, very important things as the wheels of this overall economy continues to fall off and the winds of war blowing, which is going to be today's show. We're going to look at a lot of the current events that are going on as we speak and see how they affect everyone and what you need to do. So go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out what we have posted there so that you can have some idea of what's going on and you can be in the know. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find anything about the Oscars. You're not going to find anything about the Combine. You're not going to find anything about entertainment stuff here. What I try to do at Tando Radio Show and what the whole show is all about and the Facebook page is to bring you information that is relevant for what's going on globally. You get enough of the propaganda that's here. And what I try to do is bring you and get some balance to you where I'm not going to be doing just what everyone else is doing. So, you know, on Black Talk Radio Network, there are a lot of events. I mean, a lot of newsworthy things that are covered. That's great. That's what that's for. And that's why we need such an outlet. So when you come to Black Talk Radio Network, you get more than just what the mainstream propaganda is talking about. You actually get some substance as to what's really going on. And that's what, you know, I really, really want to bring to you all is what's going on in the world and how it can affect you both beneficially and adversely so that you can make the decisions that are necessary to protect yourself, your family, and our community and seize on the opportunities that will come from the events that are unfolding. So let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out some of the things that have been posted since last week. the article that I had with the bank, with the central bank of China's governor's interview, as I see Sister Davis said that they rang this article is no longer available. I'm not surprised. And that was a very crucial article, very, very crucial article. And that article talked about how the Chinese yuan was depegging from the dollar, and that the U.S. Was basically pretty much done. The U.S. dollar is done. And they're going to be going to a basket of currencies. In so many words, they were going to back the currency. The world is going to start to do business with the people that they can trust because of the overall monetary fraudulence. The ubiquitous fraud that's within the monetary system is now going to be brought to full life, and everyone is going to be adversely affected, especially every single person that's so-called living in this country is going to be adversely affected because they're the real targets of this whole thing. And China was basically given a lot of clues as to what they were going to be doing and what's on the agenda. Don't have that article up. I'm going to try to bring it because we need to re-talk about, we need to bring, rehash this and have another discussion about this because it was so, so important. So in China, believe me, they're going to back their currency with precious metals so that the world will have confidence in their overall monetary system. That's why everything is falling apart as we speak, and it's getting progressively worse. So we'll try to find that article and repost it. Now, there was a very, very important article that was posted by the newamerica.com on Friday, posted this. And I said, they're preparing. They're preparing. The question is, are you? And it talked about how President Obama has signed an executive order after coming from the ASEAN meeting in Southern California in Rancho Mirage, California. And it was an emergency meeting of the ASEAN nations, and there was a lot that went on there, and we're going to talk about some of those things. So basically, what happened was that the President of the United States signed an executive order seizing land in this country, and about 1.8 or roughly 2 million acres in the western part of the country, because that's where the gold and the silver ore is in this country. And they seized that for a reason because of what's going on in the world and what's going to be happening. We're going to take a look at that and talk about this. And what's going on here so that you can know and position yourself accordingly. We're going to talk about that. Very, very important. Next, posted this inside of Tanda on Friday, and this was breaking news. U.S. government released its 2015 financial statement. We are definitely going to take a look at that as well today. But very, very important. It's crazy what was actually put in this. It is crazy, telling you everything. And this was brought to you by SovereignMan.com. So we'll take a look at it. But the caption says, hot off the presses, the U.S. government just published the audited financial statements this morning, signed, sealed by Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. We'll take a look at that today. And also, the next one comes from Sputnik. China concerned over U.S. plans to deploy SAD system in South Korea. Everyone is positioning themselves throughout the world for this global nuclear war that is going to be fought. And this global nuclear war is going to be fought, in my opinion, based off a lot of tactical nukes and possibly ICBMs and long-range bomber and cruise missiles and everything else. But I believe a lot of it will be tactical nukes in this overall war. But who knows? They may even, you know, how deep is going to be, but it's going to be extremely deep. And I already have an idea who the winner is, because it's already set for the winner to take his position. And that winner is going to be China. And that means the U.S. is going to actually lose in this global nuclear war. And there's very valid reasons as to why that is. And you can see them unfolding. And we're going to talk about some of those things. So check out this article. It says Beijing is concerned over U.S. plans to deploy elements of the THAAD missile defense system on the territories of South Korea. Chinese foreign minister. We'll talk about that. That was just the quick caption that was there. Very, very important one. This is a major, major story that came out on Friday in last week. Very important. This came from PressTV.ir. PressTV, U.S. ballistic missile test to send a message. The U.S. military test fired a second ballistic missile in a week, sending a message to its arch rivals. We're going to take a look at what this means. We're going to put this all together, telling you this war has already started. They just haven't started bombing to where you have to take cover. But the key to this whole thing is that you need to provide for the cover that you're going to be seeking and make sure that you have the necessary things in order to withstand the barrages of attacks that are going to be coming. Next, this one comes from RT.com, USA, RT.com. And hold on a second. Sorry about that. And this is this comes from RT, and my caption was, somebody is right and somebody is wrong, or they're both wrong. I'll take that approach. And this is what it says. Threaten me not. State Department and Pentagon split on whether Russia is an enemy or a partner. As the U.S.-Russian broker Syria ceasefire looms, which started on Friday, Secretary John Kerry has been displaying a warm attitude towards Moscow, stressing mutual goals. We're going to take a look at that, and I believe that they're neither friend nor foe. And the whole thing is that everyone here is going to be threatened by both of these entities and all of the entities around them. That's the best way for you to approach this in order for you to be able to see what it is that you need to do and to prepare for it accordingly. So that came from RT. Next one, this is overall speaking of how this global war is starting to fold out. Iceland's foreign minister ruled out permanent U.S. deployment to Iceland's air base. Iceland's foreign minister assured Sputnik on Thursday that the return of the U.S. Navy to Iceland would not be. This is critical. The U.S. used to have tactical nukes, and not only tactical nukes, the U.S. used to have nuclear installments in Iceland. And this was a strategical strong point for the U.S. in the past, but this is what happens when empires die. The alliances that they established and the treaties that they have established and the brokerage deals that they've established with other countries are broken, because those countries are going to go win and walk away from the falling, collapsing empire. They will not attach their overall selves to those empires. And this is the key to this. No other time in history have you seen so many countries telling the U.S. to get their military out and seriously meaning it and pushing them out, and they're not doing it to get a better deal. But this is going on globally as we speak. And we're going to talk about some of these things. And for the troops that we have in the military, I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to get stuck all over the globe and not be able to return home as things start to unfold when this war starts to kick off. They're going to be stuck in country and not be able to get out, because the U.S. won't be able to afford to get them out of harm's way, nor will they really even care about it. This is a very, very dire situation that is unfolding globally with this global nuclear war. Next article comes from Chaz.ru. Russian Northern Fleet submarines to launch two Bovalar's intercontinental missiles in 2016. According to its sources, ballistic missiles will be launched towards the Kuma training range in Russia, Far East. This is what happens before you go into all-out nuclear war. All of the equipment has to be tested, and everything is a go, and we're going to see these things at some point, and at some turn, these things are going to turn live. And this is going to have a very, very disastrous effect on our way of life here. So that's what's happening in the news. Next one comes from RT. Most Ebola survivors struggle with memory loss. Tumor 6 months after the infection, study shows. People who managed to survive the Ebola infections are now not sitting pretty. A new study has shown, examined a group of 82 survivors in Liberia. Check out that article. Next, and I bet those individuals that received care from the Western medical institutions were injected with all kinds of vaccinations and everything, and I believe that this was an extension of the experiments against the global population that's going on. So this is something that you should know. You know, for every disease that man creates, God has created a herb to cure it. Find those herbs and incorporate them in your everyday life. Next one comes from Sputnik, very important one. Don't know if we're going to have time today, but we'd love to get to this one, but we will at some time. Family says woman died because she was denied water in debtor's prison. Family of Joyce Carnell, who died in South Carolina jail last year after being taken into custody over unpaid court fines. While she was a patient at a hospital, she died. This is an article that hopefully we'll be able to get to. We'll see. Next one comes from CNBC.com. Deutsche Bank, it's time to buy gold. Gold is still expensive, but raising economy risk and market turmoil means investors should buy it for insurance, Deutsche Bank said Friday. We'll take a look at this one off also. This one comes from CNBC, very important one. This one says, Paulson calls on Beijing. Let failing companies fail. This dude is crazy to say this type of stuff. This comes from Paulson, Hank Paulson. And the significance of this is that Hank Paulson was the Treasury Secretary in 2008 when they went begging the Congress to bail out through the bailout programs and the TARP, Troubled Asset Relief Program. He was the main one that was pushing for it. Now he's telling China to let their companies fail, let failing companies fail. Dude, it's amazing how these people really think and the audacity for them to say what they say. We're going to take a look at this one also today and what this really means. That means that the U.S. is going to fail. Next one comes from Reuters. Global policymakers debate next steps to keep the economy on track. Global economy policymakers are convening in Shanghai for the G20 meeting of the central bank governors and finance ministers. This happened last week, and believe me, they had came away with nothing at all. Next one. This one comes from defense.gov, and this basically is saying that the U.S. has been selling. You read that one. Crazy. And read between the lines on that one. And that one comes from the defense.gov. The next one. It says this comes from Lord Melvin. Oh, no, this comes from Telegraph. Sorry, telegraph.co.uk. Lord Melvin King, why throw money at the financial panic will lead us into a new crisis? Why throwing money at a financial panic will lead us into a new crisis? The past 20 years, the modern world were the best of times and the worst of times. It's a tale of two cities. In the first, growing stability, in the following, and this is the that was the caption. Don't have them open it up, but basically they're telling you everything. The whole economies are going to collapse, and you need to look at, because we've been saying this since everything started here. But what you have here now is they're starting to admit it. Why are they admitting it? Not because they care about you, but because they're gaining position on you so that when it does collapse, they can say that they told you this is what happens and this is what they need to do to fix this. But they're not just going to say it. They're going to do it by bringing great pain to the everyday person. So check out that article also. Moving right along. This one comes from eon.co. And this one is how the internet flips elections and alters our thoughts. So check out this article. A really good one. I thought it was good. Now, this was a huge one that I wanted you all to catch today. This one came from the DallasFed.org, the Dallas Federal Reserve. And it's basically saying this report is telling you that we're in a depression. We're going to take a look at some of these things in this report. And this is the Texas Manufacturing Outlook Survey. For this month's surveys, Texas business executives were asked to supplement questions on employment expectations and labor markets. The results of these questions from the Texas Manufacturing Outlook Survey, the TMOS, the Texas Survey. We'll take a look at this and see what this means. Next one comes from RT again. Russia TV crew films Turkish fortifications, tanks on Syrian border. Right now they're under a ceasefire. Let me tell you something, man. This ceasefire is a big hoax and is going to just position themselves for something more. Next one, article. So check out that article. Next one comes from RT also, and it says, 9 violations of the Syrian ceasefire in 24 hours, Russian monitors. And I said in my commentary that ceasefires are nothing more than timeouts to get in a better position. And this is a timeout so that all of the concerning forces that are going to collide can get their final preparations in before the next big push. And this is what's going to be coming. Russian monitors of the ceasefire in Syria have recorded 9 violations of the truce over the last 24 hours. They said overall a ceasefire is holding up. But we'll take a look at, Delta, we'll take a look at this one, that one. But this, the next one comes from ActivePost.com. Oh, but before we go, I wanted to say this. With this, this is, like I said, this is nothing more, ceasefires is nothing more than repositioning yourself and getting in the infrastructure that you need to wage the next leg of this war. This thing is going to go extremely hot very soon, and it's going to drag in the U.S. military and is going to drag the U.S. citizens into this war because it's going to outstretch itself to here. And I believe in this next global war, this next, what I like to call it, the GNW, the Global Nuclear War. This, it will be the first time that this country will ever receive military attack from abroad in all forms. Missile attack, in all forms from actual bombings and missile attacks and different war elements that are going to be here and different war strategies. From cyber attacks to all of those things are going to be on the table, and it's going to be the first time where you've seen in the past where other communities and other neighborhoods throughout the world have been totally decimated and look like war zones because they are war zones. You will start to see real war zones in this country in this next war. You will not be immune from this because there is no place to hide in today's technology of war. It's going to come here. And it's going to the U.S. cities. You look at some of the cities of the war-torn areas and countries throughout the world. That is going to be the neighborhoods, the cities, the boroughs, the counties and the towns that are within the United States. This is going to happen here, and it's going to happen strategically, and it's going to happen by military, and it's going to happen internally as well. So this is what you need to be preparing for. Next article comes from ActivePost.com. Economy recovering? Question. 13 of the biggest retailers in America are closing stores. We're going to check this one out in due time. This is a very, very important article, these last two. This comes from the Freedom Outpost.com. And this article is 12 doctors have now died within a little over 90 days. The Freedom Outpost. 12 holistic doctors have now died within a little over 90 days. And this is an article that you all should know. There's a reason why these individuals are dying. And they're giving you a false indication as to why. There's another real reason why they're dying. One of the real reasons why this is yes, It is a part of the pharmaceutical, but it has everything to do with the global war as well. When you start to take, see, these doctors are the ones that live up to the Hippocratic Oath, and they truly are doctors. They do care about serving the people, and they know one of the best ways to do is to get rid of these doctors, because why? They don't want them around in so many ways, for so many different reasons. One, some of the reasons are the reasons why this article is saying, and some of the other things, but one of the real reasons, the hidden reason, is because of the war that's coming. They don't want these people to get the information that they have and what they know out to the general population, because the general population will be seeking them because of the overall collapse of the medical system that's coming, intentional collapse. So that's my opinion on that. But check out that article. Next article, doctors who discover cancer enzyme in vaccines all found murdered. This comes from the same Freedom Post. Check out this one. Also very, very important. We will definitely talk about this one today or tomorrow. And just the caption under this is, doctors who discover cancer enzyme in vaccinations all found murdered. No coincidence. And you know, the likely culprits is means, motive, opportunity would be the pharmaceutical companies. But I'm going to tell you, it's bigger than that. It's much, much bigger than that. It has everything to do with destabilization throughout the world. And one of the ways that you destabilize the population is that you bring real pain and tyranny to them, make them sick, make them injured, make them ill, and you have a shortage of supplies and shortage of doctors. And not only that, most important thing, a shortage of information on how people can take care of themselves, cure themselves, and heal themselves, and provide aid for themselves. So then what will be left, where people will have to depend on the system itself, and that's what they want. And they're going to have you begging and crawling on your knees. So make sure that you're preparing for what's coming. We'll take a look at this. Also, next article comes from ZenGardener.com. And this one, the Global War on Cash, a country-by-country guide. We're going to take a look at this. And we have heard we've heard of cash as dirty by drug dealers, tarnished by terrorists, tainted by tax evaders, heaven forbid, and just plain out dirty, not to mention so outdated. You want to take a look at this article, very, very important, because this is the collapse. Next one, I'll put this one in. This I got this from YouTube. It was over the weekend. I was looking, and all of a sudden I saw a commercial on TV, and this was a U.S. Army commercial, the narrative part three. And what my commentary on that was, watch this video and tell me if you caught the very important message in this video. Call into Tando Radio Show tonight if you did. Don't post the answer in the comments. Just see if you and everyone else caught it. Everyone else caught it. Tando Radio Show's number, gave the number and everything else. So hopefully some of you caught it, and we're going to play it. And if you did catch what was the message in that, I want to hear from you today on Tando Radio Show. That's one of the first things that we want to do before when we come out of a break. And then we're going to get into the regular show, because it's very, very important. Next one comes from my man Marcus Cockrell. Thanks so much for sending this. And this was an article that he sent from Marshall's Report, .wordpress.com. I heard about it over the weekend. And I was just waiting for a verification and validation that this confirmation that this actually did happen. But this is something that's going to continue to happen. And this came out as a news alert, Russia military base bombing, U.S. suspected, World War III warning. Was this a Putin assassination attempt? A bomb killed and injured an undetermined military personnel, including two dozen Russian we're going to take a look at this one today and this also. So today's show, we have a live show for you all today. The winds of war are blowing. Global events are playing out behind the scenes and in plain sight. And I would say, you know, I want you to make sure that you're using this time wisely to position yourself according to the threats and opportunities that are being staged for the taking. So that's today's show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Would love to, hopefully I didn't get knocked out of, yep, I did, man, it's a pain in the butt, but hopefully We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Got need to get back into the system. Got knocked out. That is happening to me a lot on my end now. But I'm going to try to get this fixed. Oops, excuse me. And that's what I get for rushing. So anytime, like now, whenever I go to read some of the articles and check out some of the articles, I'm getting kicked out of the system. But that's okay. We'll get right back into it and get this show going right where we need to go and do what it is that we need to do. Okay. And this is just some of the things that happened. Bear with us. You know, it's the technology that we have, and we're up and coming. We need to, you know, we need to update. I need to update things and get things all in order. But hey, this is what we got to deal with. So just bear with us as we work through all of these little inconveniences. Okay, so we're going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you listen to that video and you caught what that message was, before I start to talk about it, please, because I'm going to play that video and hopefully you all can catch it. Give us a call. Area code 641-715-3660 and the participant code is 5490-32 pound. Then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and I will bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound. That's 549-032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you have any questions or comments at any time, definitely call in. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have any report of things that are going on in the world that you noticed over the weekend, today, or whatever, definitely call and inform us, let us know so that we can know what's going on and collectively prepare for these things together. So give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So now I want to start off with the show, first part of the show. You know, over the weekend, was checking out and a commercial caught my eye. And when this commercial caught my eye, it was a military commercial. And it was an Army recruitment commercial. And I'm going to play this now. And I don't know if any of you caught it on Tando, a radio show, and you saw the commercial. And I was wondering if you noticed something very, very telling within that video. Told you everything. And not only that, they told you in verbally and through their picture, through the whole video, the pictures that they had. And I was just wondering if you guys caught what I saw and if this is something that should be of concern. To me, it is. It was confirmation. We've already talked about it, and it's just real hard evidence as to where things are going, so you shouldn't be surprised, while everybody else will just look past it, not think anything about it. This gives you a time to look at it, see it, and respond to it immediately to position yourself for later. That's what preparing is all about, is that you prepare for when things change, when the normal is no longer normal and the abnormal is every day. One of the things about preparing is that when you prepare, you don't think of as you your preparedness as being wasted, because when you prepare and then if you ever need it, then you will be glad that you had it. A lot of people fail to prepare because they say, I don't think I'm going to need that. Well, then when the time does happen, when you do need that, you will not be able to get it. The key is to prepare so that you don't lose everything. When you prepare and nothing happens, you don't lose anything. Everything that you prepare with, you can use. You should be able to use, okay? But when you don't prepare, you have the opportunity to lose everything. Not only you, your family, and we talked about this so many different times. And that's the mentality of a person, of a naysayer, of a normalcy bias person, is that, yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen. Well, guess what? Most people think that the basis of their thoughts is not grounded in any real truths or really any understanding of things. It's just based off of emotions because they don't want it to happen. They don't want their normal way of life to be disturbed or interrupted. And this is where they're hoping for the best and doing nothing to ensure the best outcome. Most important thing that you can do is hoping for the best is it has its place. But you can only hope from the best from which you when you actually energize the best possible outcome for yourself and for your family. Else you're just a gambler. You're just gambling. Gambling with the possibility that this will or won't happen. Sometimes it doesn't happen. That's fine, but you lose nothing. One of the great things about being a prepper is this, and preparing for things, is that you become disciplined in everything. One of the things that you become disciplined in is your finances also. Very, very key and critical. This is why our older generations, when they had to prepare for winter, when they had to prepare for summer, and they had to prepare for fall, they were different individuals. You couldn't move them with some of the nonsense and the fads that we have now. Because they would look at that and say, that's wasting time. I need to use my time wisely. Because they knew something was coming and they wasn't going to waste these moments to prepare for it. So this is what preparing is all about. So I want to play this video real quick. And here we go. And I want you to listen. And then I'm going to tell you what it is that I saw that was so disturbing. You've seen this video before or heard it. But once again, when you see it again, take a look and be mindful of what's going on. Here we go. It's real short.
When it's your job to protect the world's greatest nation, it's your responsibility to solve the world's greatest challenges. This is why we search for the best and brightest, why we train for every eventuality. On land, water, in the air, space, and even cyberspace. We operate in a complex world with one simple mission. Win.
Okay, that was the recruitment commercial that the United States Army is pushing on TV now. And the thing that was so important in that video, and I hope you caught it, was that there was a scene, a picture, where the military individuals were all in riot gear, with riot shields, riot helmets, and a mobile field force confinement or a crowd control formation to deal with crowds. And the thing about the crowds was that they were dealing with was that there was fire at the feet of them. And that fire was to represent Molotov cocktails and was to represent a total civil disorder. This should be very telling to you because they are preparing for that to happen here. And this is the military that will have to deal with that. Why? Because it's going to be so widespread throughout this country. This is not something that they're preparing for in foreign countries. Because all of those foreign, yes, they may have to deal with some rioting and some things of some nature in those foreign countries. But see, usually those are done at the embassy. And the army doesn't deal with that at all. And if an embassy is ever under that much distress, that embassy will be evacuated. Yes, they could use some military troops to do that. And they could be faced with Molotov cocktails in a riot and crowd control position. But usually that is going to be the hosting government that will be dealing with that. But the army would have to, may want to augment that. But the real emphasis and the real clue to this is that this is what's going to be happening here. And they're going to be having their shields and protecting themselves from you. Now you would think, what in the world would cause people here in this country to throw Molotov cocktails at the military? Well, it's never really been done before. It has been done from different protests, but all of that was contained against the National Guard. But see, this is an army commercial. It's not the National Guard. This is the army. And why is that significant? Because these riots and the civil disorder and the civil unrest is going to be so widespread that the U.S. military is going to be the only ones that could deal with it. And not only that, but this is going to be probably in the midst of multi theaters of operation and war throughout the world. Now, you would say, okay, so what is the rioting going to be about? You already know what it's going to be about now. If there are people throwing Molotov cocktails that are bursting into flames at the feet of the military, that tells you that it's going to be something that is very severe, because the U.S. hasn't engaged in those type of protests. And even at the height of some of the protests, there were never Molotov cocktails thrown at the military or the National Guard. There were some, but those instances were real small. But this is the U.S. Army. And I'm going to tell you what is going to cause that. When the economic collapse happens here, when the economic collapse spreads into all facets of your way of life, it spreads into the food services, the supplies, the medical supplies, the overall banking sector refusing to give you the cash that you deposited in the bank because you didn't know about bank bail-ins and you left all of your cash in the banks, and then at the appropriate time, the bank closed the door and said that you can only come in for 2 hours a day and you can only take out $40 a day, and they've already just made $100 bills illegal. And one of the things about them banning cash is that you can't ban cash in one country. You got to ban cash everywhere in order for it to work. And all of the countries that you have as allies have to do it. And what is this going to do to the general population? Because when they do that, then all of a sudden how they have you right under their thumb is that they're going to take your credit cards, your ATM, and your bank account, and they're going to close it. boom. They're going to make it go dark. And what are you going to do when the lights go out? And I'm not just talking about the lights that provide illumination. I'm talking about the lights that provide for your way of light. What are you going to do when your credit card, your ATM machine, is not working? When the sales are declined? Where it says call your credit card provider, or the ATM machines are closed. What are you going to do then? And the people that have not and now are not preparing for this, they're going to do what they've been trained to do because they've seen it on every Christmas, every Christmas season after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving or Black Friday. They've been thoroughly trained on how to act for years. Remember, Black Friday was not something that is 20 years old. Black Friday is relatively new. It's young. It's not even 30 years old. And the overall mayhem and the meddling of and just the barbaric actions of Black Friday is around 10 years old, 12 years old. Why is that? Because they've been preparing for this for many, many years. And when they turn off everything, they know that you're going to respond like Black Friday, and that's exactly what they want you to respond as. Because when you don't have what you need and the babies start crying, and when hunger for the first time, believe me, you can have all the food in the house. Excuse me. You can have your cabinets, your cupboards, and your refrigerator full of food. But if you don't have a supply of food that surpasses 3 days in your house, doesn't matter when you went grocery shopping. Doesn't matter that you just went grocery shopping the day before. You're going to exhaust those food staples very quickly. Believe me, you are going to become hungry just immediately once you find out that all the cash and all your access to cash and all of the stores have been closed and all of the stores have been looted. You will immediately become hungry, even if you just ate, because your mind now knows what it is going to be going through, and panic is going to set in. And this is where the military is going to be met with Molotov cocktails after the local police departments are overrun, even with all of their militarized equipment that they have. It's not enough for the people and the demands that they will have. It will be everywhere all at one time. And people will be so barbaric, they will start fires, and those fires are going to spread and consume infrastructure, and is going to totally, you won't be able to drive anywhere because the overall traffic jams are going to be just apocalyptic and something that you would think would have been in a movie, but this one will be real and it will be much bigger than any movie. And people, once people, the panic starts to set in, it will spread. And when it spreads, the first couple of nights is going to be extremely dangerous, and then it's going to get progressively worse from there. Once people run out of the food that they've had to loot, this is where the real violence is going to kick off. and they're going to go to, and they're going to allow that to happen for a while. Then they're going to set up zones throughout the cities to where people will have to line up to come and get their provisions of food, all in the midst of a global war that will be going on. And all of the food supplies will be bombed. Will be bombed and attacked. And they're going to say, well, the food supply didn't make it. And the people, once again, are going to be in such a position to where the only thing that they're going to be thinking from is from panic. This is why they did Hurricane Katrina the way they did it. Because they were data mining to see the anatomy of a riot. This is why they had the Los Angeles riot go the way it went. Because they were data mining, finding out the site, how people respond to a riot. The difference between the LA riots and everything else is with that this was just something that was within the city, within the general area, and it was contained. And not only that, the threat was momentary. Even in Katrina, as long as it happened and as many people that were died, unnecessarily died, that threat was contained and it was momentary. When this economic collapse happens, it will neither be contained nor have a time limit on it, because it will be augmented and it will be in line in happening with a global war. And people will start to steal everything of value. Everything of value. The streets will become a gauntlet. The streets will become the killing fields. You will have bodies all over the place without anyone to pick them up. All of the first responders, well, guess what? They're going to go home. They're going to go to take care of their family. And they're going to want to be able to protect themselves on this large scale event. And it's all going to be coordinated. Then there's going to be some form of slow progression towards normalcy. Then at that time, that global war will continue to go on, and God forbid, then the real lights will go out because of an EMP. And this is what is on the horizon. In what order, I don't know, but it is going to happen, I believe. And the thing is that you have to prepare yourself and your family accordingly for that. Because Hurricane Katrina will be nothing more than a local rainstorm or a drizzle compared to how extensive this overall collapse is going to be and what it means. It's going to unravel in a very wild and untamed way. There will be no stability. The only stability that you will have is what you create. The only form of health that you will have is yo-yo. You're on your own. And when you're on your own, if you haven't prepared for it, it is going to be extremely difficult because you're only going to be able to get around as fast as you can run or walk. Because all other modes of transportation will be interrupted. Modes of transportation will be interrupted on multiple fronts because of accidents, people running out of gas, and because of the traffic jams. You won't be able to use the roads for cars. You may be able to use, you will be able to use your bicycle and everything else, but believe me, but that bicycle is going to go through a gauntlet once people realize that they have to get home or somewhere else, and they're going to see your bike as an opportunity to get there. The unprepared will be the wild predators like you've never seen before. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you what the reality is from different parts of the world that have actually experienced these things. And the thing is that most of us think that that could never happen here. That's exactly why it's going to happen here. Because we are not doing anything to ensure that it doesn't. You never hear people say, you only hear them say that that won't happen here. You never hear them say, we won't allow that to happen here. There's a very two different mentalities that go along with that. And I prefer to mean to the ones that say, we won't allow that to happen to my family. We won't allow that to happen to my responsibility. Those are the individuals and the people in the groups that will do much better than those individuals that take the blind faith approach to, that won't happen here. I would say to you, why won't it? Because you have faith in a government? Stand by. The heat is about to be turned on. We're going to go through a commercial break. When we come back, if you have any questions or comments about that U.S. Army video, did you notice that in the video? What is your question? What is your comment about that? What did you see? If you were able to check that out, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. And we would just play the commercial. I was doing a monologue about what this Army commercial meant, and I would say to you, if you haven't seen it, watch it. There's a lot of things in the commercials that are being told to you from time to time that you need to get ready for, and this is why we're here. And the main thing is that the good side of this is that there are things that you can do now to ensure that it won't happen to you, or at least where you will be in a position to be able to appropriately respond to the overall happening instead of taking an ennui towards the overall destruction of the economic system in the American country, in this country. You know, before when we first started talking about different things, people would say, they're not even talking about that. What are you talking about? Or, you know, that's just conspiracy theory. There's no validation of that. Even with them telling you now, by their mainstream media propaganda, people are still walking around zombified, not even thinking about what is going on. They still take the approach of that won't happen, or they're not noticing. And some, you know, just because you don't notice things doesn't mean that there is any fault to you at all. But by you not noticing will not allow you to be immune to the adverse effects that are happening. Just because you don't know will not be an excuse or have you to where you will be excluded or excused from the overall event adversely affecting you, your family, in the community in which you live in. Doesn't matter. What really matters is, what are you paying attention to? And then more importantly, from what you're paying attention to, what are you doing about what you're paying attention to? How are you positioning yourself? You've seen, I post all of the, you know, from since we started, I've been posting different things that are going on throughout the world. You have all levels of so-called the people that most people have blind faith in through their authority, from a prime minister to this person to that person of influence, saying, oh, this is, you know, some things are going on. The whole financial market is saying it's about to blow. The whole world is saying we're about to go to war. Countries are saying we're going to go to war, outright saying it. They're actually taking the steps to do it. And what are we doing? I hope you're doing something about it. Hope you're preparing. And if you are, you're putting yourself in a position to be able to get through and also seize on opportunities that are there. And it's so important that we do this. So what I want to do now is I want to go to some of the articles that we posted. Some very, very important articles. And we need to take a look at so that you can know, okay, get an idea of what's going on here and why this is so, so significant. Let me tell you, you hear me always say yo-yo, and that means you're on your own. When these things start to unfold, we have to be able to rely on yourself, other people around you, and the knowledge of things that you have acquired when everything was quiet. You have to rely on when no one else was doing anything and you were diligently working at something. One of the old military sayings is that you sweat in peace so you don't bleed in war. When everyone else is saying it's not going to happen, you say, yep, you're right. And then you actively prepare for what they don't know anything about that they're talking about. I don't care how it comes to you. When there is a credible threat, it doesn't matter if a child runs and tells you. It doesn't matter if a tall person, a short person, a skinny person, a fat person, a black person, a white person, a red person, a yellow person, a government official, an everyday Joe, a celebrity, an athlete. It doesn't matter. When someone brings you a credible threat, it'll be who of you to pay attention and to weigh that credible threat. And this is what's happening now. Because once these events happen, and I believe, my opinion, we're going to start to see them go in stages. But the overall stage that everybody's looking for, everyone looks for the dramatized Mad Max scenario. There's a place and time for that. But by the time that happens, if you haven't prepared, you will never see that because you'll never survive to get to that point. You won't survive the first. If you're not prepared, your likelihood of you surviving just the first currency collapse the odds are waged against you. How about this? The first 2 months. The first 2 months of a global war where the infrastructure, supply zones, supply lines, and change of, and chains of supply are interrupted for 2-3 weeks or a month or two. That's not going to be a Mad Max scenario. It's not going to be a Mad Max scenario, but the overall death rate, physical death rate from not being prepared for that scenario is going to be extremely high. Extremely high. And this is where some form of order still continues. But one of the things that these people are the things, the way that events are going, and they're going in stages. They're going to be going in stages. And they want to go in stages so that they can slowly take away all of your ability to prepare. They've already taken your ability to prepare from getting some supplies. The supply, the Baltic Dry Index is the lowest it's ever been in history. Supplies are not coming. There are still things on the shelves, but there are a lot of things that are missing and are out of stock. You think about your stores where you live. They only can supply the small amount of people and the small percentage and the small numbers of people that enter that store daily. They can never take an influx of an increase of 3% of what they have coming in the stores right now. That's just a mere 3% more traffic. And it will overstretch their supply capabilities now. This is why it's so important, while everyone else is watching the game, you act like you're watching the game while you're preparing for when the real game starts. And people that are scared, people that are around you, recognize those people are going to be extremely dangerous because their fear is preventing them from rationally looking at what's really going on and taking an appropriate, responsible approach to it all. So what does that mean? When the real stuff hits the fan, they're neither going to be rational or responsible, and nor are they going to be reasonable, because they fail to act. So let's take a look at Nintendo. Some major events that have happened that are signaling and telling you that the fan is about to blow done in your face. And I hope it's not at a time when you're being fully entertained and your mouth is wide open, because you're having such a good time. Nothing wrong with having a good time, but everything has its place. You have to be able to understand there's a time to play and there's a time to prepare. You can, you know, there's one of the things that I love, old saying in the family, is that I may laugh and joke, but I don't play. At some point, you got to stop playing with your children's lives and with your family members' lives, and stop playing with your own life and playing with our community's lives. By continuously doing what the overall propaganda would want you and have you to do. It's okay to laugh and joke, but it has its place. But you always have to take an approach that you don't play. So article from the New America. And it was posted on the 26th. And says monumental atrocity. Obama grabs huge Western land by executive order, written by William F. Jasper. This article tells you everything. Why you need to stop playing. Here it goes. Parts of it. In a move that that has environmental militants and Western farmer ranchers and property owners fuming, President Obama has locked up 1.8 million acres by executive fiat with the stroke of a pen, basically executive order. Millions more acres are planned to follow. Part of the Obama administration boasts to use an atrocious executive order action. Read unconstitutional to the advance of his radical transformation agenda during the last months in office. While in California on a fundraising expedition, President Obama took time on February the 12th to sign an executive order proclaiming three national monuments, imposing strictest of federal restrictions on 1.8 acres of the Golden State, which is California. That's why they call it the Golden State for a reason. It's because of the gold that's within the state. The three new illegal created monuments are the Mojave Trail National Monument, 1.6 million acres. The Sands to Snow National Monument, 154,000 acres. The Castle Mountain National Monument, 21,000 acres. Now, why is this? Well, I used to live in that area. Used to go into the Mojave Desert. It's because of the gold that's there. It's because of the natural resources that are there on those western states. And believe me, they're going to extend this to Nevada and California. It's the reason why they're doing it. But let's continue with the article, and I'll tell you why I believe it was done. In addition to permanently protecting the increased natural resources, wildlife habitats, unique historical and cultural sites, and providing recreational opportunities, the monuments will support climate residents in the region, the White House said in a statement. However, the designation as monuments means that that these newly protected areas will be off limits to mining and mineral exploration, oil and gas drilling, gazing, timber harvest, and grazing and timber harvest, and even to many of the current residents' use of such camping, hiking, hunting, fishing, horseback riding, and off-road vehicles uses in the that the public previously had enjoyed, but that's okay because it's in the greater interest, allegedly of the protecting the government, the environment, and combating global warming, according to the president. Let me tell you what the real reason was here. Was number one, the protected areas will be off limit to mining and mineral exploration. They don't care about the oil. They don't care about the natural gas. They don't care about the grazing. They don't care about the timber harvest. They don't care about global warming because there is no such thing as global warming out what they say it is. This is a natural process that happens. The whole universe goes through global warming. You mean to tell me that some cow farts and some gas and human gas and some carbon dioxide from cars is causing Jupiter to warm? And then not only that, carbon dioxide, wait a minute, carbon release, wait a minute. This is what the human body, every human being expels when they, after they intake air, and it goes through their body and burns off the energy and everything, and they release the carbon. So you mean telling breathing is going to be illegal now? The natural function of breathing is illegal? And our breathing is causing for the environment to go through global warming, where air is going to dictate the overall, and the pollution in the air is going to dictate the overall weather on the planet. Are you kidding me? When the planet has more water on it than the surface of the surface of the planet is covered in more water, and the depths of those waters supersede the land mass on this planet, and water is more dense than air, which means it's heavier than air. That means it has more influence on the overall environment itself is in the water. But see, these people came up with something because they know that we don't study different things, and we'll buy any stuff that they're selling. And what they're selling you is a facade to tax you and to enslave you even further. They're going to say you can't take a full breath anymore. You can only take half breath because you're going to be killing the environment. And this is one of the demonic rituals that these people have. Because they consider the beauty of the planet theirs, and that you are just a worthless eater and consumer that's destroying the beauty that was made for them. But the real reason, and if you look at what happened with Clive Bundy, I talked about this on Tando before when it first happened. Clive Bundy, they wanted to move Clive Bundy off of his ranch in Nevada, not because of the tortoises, but they said they had that because they were protecting, it was a protected habitat because of the tortoises. They don't give a darn about those tortoises. And not only that, tortoises eat cow dung. So the rancher's duns were, cows was providing food for the tortoises. These people it's ridiculous that we buy the crap that they, I tell you, this is the key to magic, is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They made you believe that they have your best interest at hand. If they had your best interest in hand, why would they ever sanction slavery, war, famines, and poverty? You never answer those questions, because we never ask the right ones. We just go for whatever is being told. And how they do it, they put someone in front of you that you think that you can like because of their physical appearance and their overall schooling and the position that they hold. They put in front of you a God figure. And you worship them, we worship them to our own demise, while we ignore the sustainable ability of the great creator through the ecosystem. Global warming is the trick to get you to be a further slave on their plantation. These are all the tricks. Just like the old ancestral tricks that they were able to employ to grab people in the transatlantic slave trade. There were tricks that were done there. There was false authority, and people had blind faith in different associations, organizations, in different individuals to their own demise. And they were snatched up. And they continue to replicate those policies because they've worked so well before in the past. And one of the reasons why they're grabbing these areas is because the gold, the silver, the rare earth minerals that are in those areas, they're going to use them for themselves at the expense of you. Pretty soon, the plantation will be, they will take your butt after they have collapsed this economy, and they're going to bring some new jobs, and there's going to be some new mining jobs, and you're going to take your butt to California, Nevada, and mine everything out that ground, and you're going to have to give it to China. This is what's happening. This has nothing to do with oil and gas. Has nothing to do with the wildlife. Has nothing to do with the climate. Has everything to do with enslaving you even further. Article goes on. As this is written, the administration of the White House Gov website opens a beautiful landscape photo of the sand dunes and rocky crabs with the release of the desert sky. Find your parts, America. I'm going to make this lighter. America's newest national monument. President Obama designated three new national monuments in the California desert. He has now protected more land and water than any president in history. This is not funny. This is not funny because what's going on here? This is happening because the U.S., he was in Southern California because he went to the ASEAN nations, particularly China, and asked them if he could devalue the U.S. dollar, and they told him no. He can't devalue the U.S. dollar. And guess what they told that? Guess what they told him that they wanted to pass on? They wanted their payment, and they wanted it in gold, and in real assets. This is why the Malaysian connection was there, because of the gold companies that the U.S. has there, and all of that gold is now going to have to go to China because the U.S. has already defaulted on all of this. It's already broke. And the daggone report that came out that was signed by Jack Lew, Secretary of Treasury, just the last week, that Sovereign Man had put out the budget, shows that the U.S. is completely bankrupt. And when you're bankrupt, you're in receivership, and you're going to be in receivership. But this is the difference. You have been placed on collateral. You have been placed up on collateral. Your energy, your working energy, will be a part of the collateral payment that's necessary for the default that the U.S. government has now rendered itself in. This is more than huge. This is going to be your life. Got a caller in queue. Want to go to this caller real quick? Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. This is Erica. Hold on one moment.
Dave, Sister Davis.
I'm not your brother. This is Brother Davis. We're here together, and we're discussing everything you're talking about because I see this. I see a lot of actually what you're saying because we're not no longer looking through the eye of public media. We're looking at our own due diligence, like you expressed. So, one of the things that we have started doing is milking our bank account. When we get paid, we might go to Walmart and buy
Wait, stop right there. What's that, Brother Davis? Say that one more time. What are you doing? It's so key that you pay attention to what Brother Davis just said. Say that one more time, Brother Davis.
We started milking our bank account. Now, what that is the process of taking money out of your bank account. When you go to places like Walmart, that gives you cash back for no cost. That way, you could literally control what's in your account in reference to the bills coming in, as well as take cash out of your account and be able to keep on hand. And that becomes a precious commodity over a period of time, because even when the dollar drops, it's still going to have transaction value here. So that means that you could still probably conduct a certain degree of business because of the worth is going to be inside the country. So for a period of time. So at this point, we should start milking our accounts for that excess money that are not going to be used for bills. And understand that you just can't spend that money. Brother Dave talked to you about earlier about having wisdom in your spending. Well, one of the things that I heard last weekend, and sister, I want you to know, I hear your heart. I'm going to go to a gun show, and I'm going to present a show on the air about everything I did at that gun show, what I seen, what the best investments were for my money, how to set your perimeter up with a security with not overbearing amount of weapons, but not not least amount, but what would be sufficient for the jobs that are at hand. Now, the only reason why I chose this route is because when I see single woman like Sister Johnson in Atlanta going to a gun show
by herself,
literally, by herself, that's right, she's literally putting her courage and fortitude ahead of her circumstance. Now, when I say that, I mean, you could tell when she got there, she was overwhelmed. The place was full of people lying around the corner, and you could count the number of black people on one hand. That is how it is, because you know what? Those people are preparing to kill. Don't make no mistake. You are going into the devil's den. So I was going to just try to encourage her. I sent her a message about maybe some things that would be financially feasible, what would be functional for her circumstance. But literally, I'm realizing that I got to go back into the den of the devil myself. And the reason being is because I can articulate better by being able to convey to you what is available, what your purposes are, and give you insight on what you may need for those purposes. All right, now, if a person is going to be in a single solid place, that means that they're not going to move, they're going to hold, make their stay in there, they're going to need something different than somebody else is going to be on the boat. So these are the type of things we're going to bring out in that show, and I'm definitely going to give you some up-close and personal things that you can go on YouTube, pull up the videos, and see for yourself. But we have reached a point now where we have to take this course of action, so I wanted to put that out there. My wife wanted to convey something. Hold on.
Hey, Dave, well, I just wanted to tell the listeners that about preparation. Just think of it this way. Who does not prepare for a baby that is due? If somebody, a woman, aunt, or man, or a family, they would be crazy to know that a baby is coming in 9 months and don't prepare with bottles or diapers or clothing or bedding or who's going to watch the baby while we work or... You know, those treat this situation like there's a baby coming, that there is something that's going to come and you have to prepare for it. And because as soon as a person has a baby and is not prepared, believe me, they're not going to have that second child and not be prepared. I just want to relay that. Now, sometimes when a woman becomes pregnant, they might not be prepared at that time, because it might be a surprise pregnancy and a little overwhelmed. But in the back of your mind, you know you have 20, 30, 35 weeks to prepare. And by the time that baby comes, you know in your heart you've done the best you could with the finances you could to prepare for that child. And that kind of attitude is what we need to have in preparation for what's next to come. When some babies are born, they're born healthy, so your preparation was on point. However, sometimes a child that might be born is not healthy, and what you prepared might not be what you need, and you have to go and do a plan B. So I just want to put that out there, that if you think of it like in 9 months, this situation might not be in 9 months. It could be sooner or later. But you have to start to prepare not only your mind, but your body, your soul, your physical, and your finances. And that's what I wanted, you know, to relay.
Brother Davis, Sister Davis, yes. So I love the analogy, the metaphor of the child being born. You have to prepare for the child that's being for the child that's coming. Yes, that is so true, and that's something that we can identify with because all of us have some connection to that in one way or another and see the importance of that. And so that's exactly what, you know, what needs to be done. And what Brother Davis was talking about, there's a sister that's in our group, and she's out of the Georgia area, and she went to a gun show. This is the second time she went to, she was going to go to one time because they have them at different months. She went to one other time, then she went back this weekend, and the lines was crazy again. There's always going to be crazy lines at these places. always going to be crazy lines. And if you don't know exactly what's going on and what's happening, it can be overwhelming with the whole experience. And one of the things that you will notice is that in certain parts of the country, most parts of the country, there's only been a few places that I've ever been in this country at a gun show where black people were represented. I've only been to one gun show in one area, that's here in Texas, where black people were represented. I saw sisters there with some of their girlfriends. I saw a sister there, a couple of sisters there by themselves. I saw sisters with their husbands. I saw brothers there by themselves. And there was a more of a it was much more represented by black people in Texas. But everywhere else that I've ever been, I went to a gun show, and I try to go to a gun show every state I visit. Never seen us represented. And it's not only us represented, but with a base of knowledge in that representation. One of the things that the so-called double-headed snake, one side of that snake, the party, the jackass party, what they try to get you to do is fight their cause. And their cause is, they tell you, we need to have no guns in it because we see the violence that the guns have had effect in our communities. But we never ask the question, well, where did these guns come from? How did this get saturated in this area? Who was behind that? And who are all of the organizations that collaborated together to ensure that this depression is stayed on it? Because guess what? It's never removed itself. So that means that somebody has to be suppressing that. And this is so important that we understand and have a base of knowledge in everything. And not where organizations have a celebrity figurehead that stand off in front of you and lead you anywhere. God didn't create you to be led. Created you to be free and to create and to give life. So important that we take this time and these opportunities to condition and prepare ourselves for what's coming, because they're bringing this ready or not. And many will not be ready, but those of you that will, you just may need some assistance and some help in doing that. This is what we're going to do. This is why we're here. And I bring this different information so that you can see how severe and what is really being said in between the lines. They took executive order on those areas because of what's under the ground in those areas. How in the world can you have such a schizophrenic country and sociopathic country where you want to protect by executive order some land for some tortoises so they won't get run over by some dudes in a vehicle, a big wheel vehicle running around the desert, but you allow Flint to go off unchecked? We don't put this correlation together, because both of them are coming from the same approach for the same reason, to enslave you. Most of us don't know why slavery started, and we don't know what can end it. It can't be ended by a law. It can't be ended by a decree. It can't be ended by a right that's given to you by a man. God gives you no rights. God gives you life that has all that you need. Man, there's the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. It's the letter of the law that kills, and we never really understood what that meant. Meant that every time that man sits down as a government and writes, they're writing to your demise. And it's the spirit that the great creator God Almighty has created that gives the life. They're penning your destruction as we speak. you're going to have to use your spirit of life to walk through, walk past, walk by, and to give no energy to the low frequency of death that's at the door. So it's so important. These are the events that are happening. I'm gonna just want to convey this. There was something that was written by Peter Schiff. The collapse will be the single biggest event in human history. Here's some of the accounts from Peter Schiff, whose father died in prison for fighting for real money. Here it goes. The fact is that 84% of the U.S. workforce is in the service sector, banking, government, retail, etc., meaning they don't actually make anything. In other words, the Americans do not make enough to pay for the stuff they get from the rest of the world. The corporate propaganda media still clinging to the lie that the U.S. is the world's biggest economy and China is the number two. No, that's an outright lie. China is number one. China's been number one in all metrics for a very long time. Goes on to say, this is outright fiction. The Chinese, for example, produce 11 times more steel than the United States. In the last 3 years alone has produced more concrete than the United States used during the entire 20th century. The Chinese have decided enough is enough and demanded the real payment for goods and not so-called U.S. dollars. This is what's going on throughout the world. The whole world is walking away from the U.S. dollar. Why? Because it's fraudulent and based in debt. Most people say it's a fiat. They have no clue what fiat is. The system wants to tell you that fiat means that it's not backed by something. That's not what fiat means. Fiat means just something that's decreed by the government. See, when they trick you with that, then they can decree it again and say it's fiat and you wouldn't even know what's really happening. Fiat currency just means that it's by the decree of the government. Gold could be fiat. Oil could be fiat. But the fiat that this country used is debt, the military, and colonizing, bullying, and fraudulent practices. The fiat upholding the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency status that it once had. A confidence that the U.S. would be able to pay its bill was one. Two was the petrodollar. Every form of oil, gas, and energy was to be sold using primarily in exchange. The medium of exchange had to be in the dollar, the U.S. dollar. And number three was the U.S. military. Everyone in the world was scared of the U.S. military response if they didn't go along with when the organized crime members came for their payment and they called them what? Their taxes. Time for you to be taxed. Whenever time you hear of a tax that's being bought off by organized crime, regardless of what they tell you that it's from the government or not, it's illegal at the very beginning and from the end because it is exactions. People are forcing people to pay what is not owed or due. Everyone thinks that organized crime is the mafia. There is no such thing as just the organized crime being in the mafia. The mafia is the government itself. That's the head of the organized crime factor. That's why it's called organized crime. They've organized the criminal activities in which they participate in. And at some point in some time, you can't be afraid to speak life in the truth. Because all this needs, all that tyranny needs, and all this whole paradigm of theft and fraudulent life needs is for people to cower away from saying, I won't allow this to happen. So many individuals in the past had. And what they did was they wanted you to see what the end result for them were. Guess what? those individuals spoke life to their freedom, but you accepted the death by claiming our cages of bondage. Those individuals have always been free, regardless of what another man can do. How can a man kill you and he never gave you life? So at some point, at some time, you have to stop becoming a respecter of person and start respecting people. I'm no respecter of person. I don't care which ability is, president of this, prime minister of that. All that means is that you're an organized serial killer. You're nothing more than a political serial killer. That you get away with it. Year after year and decade after decade and century after century, because the people are misled and tricked into believing that you have their best interest at hand. Then what the hell has changed in all this time? Not a darn thing. And it's not going to change because we continue to do the same thing. Not only do we continue to do the same thing, we sanction what is done because we think this a ways to gain for us all. So, where are we now? The war in Syria, Ukraine, Djibouti, South Africa, South America, the South Sea of China, the Koreas. All of these are simultaneously building up because they're all going to go down at the appropriate time. And in that appropriate time, the real target is the people of the world. Because these fraternal orders of governance, because governing means to rule, this fraternal order of rulers have created a system where you pay for your own demise. You work the energy of your work from taxes and just the overall product and energy that you build, allow them to build instruments of war for nothing at all. They never have paid for a damn plane of war or a bomb. They made you build it. They made us build the very tools of destruction of our generations by us giving our energy and giving in our false hopes into a lie and deception. At some point and at some time, somebody's going to have to stand up and no longer be the cowards that we've been for so long. And I mean stand up from the standpoint of not being cowards to where it's so strong when you say, I'm just not going to participate. You can do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to do what I want to do. Because your wants don't supersede my moral convictions. And I'm just not going to give you energy. Because these very people that are doing these things are no different from you. They hide from you so you won't see their weaknesses, and what they put in front of you are nothing more than celebrity actors that's pushing the agenda that's being set forth. No man has the ability to enslave another man that hasn't surrendered their free will. Or a woman. So important that we understand this. So important that we know what is really going on. And more important than that is that we don't use the same consciousness that has created these problems. We cannot emulate, have the same desires, the same intentions by just changing out someone. See, this is what they make you think, that a vote matters, to where this person steps down, another person goes back into place. Why? Because that is a physical transferring that you can see, but spiritually has nothing has changed, because the energy is all the same. The intent is well-purposed and secured by your cooperation, by our cooperation. We can't use the same consciousness, nor can we emulate, nor can we want and act and look at the world and look at other people the way the system does. Because I'm going to tell you something. Their addiction is contagious. This weekend, I heard a song by Whitney. I heard a song by Michael. Let me tell you about the addiction that they really do push. What they do is they take your talent, deceive you into giving it to their purpose, and slowly give you a facade of hope while they continue to take your talent for their purpose. And they substitute that with an addiction to something that will cause you to lose your cognitive functioning, to lose your ability to discern, and lose your ability to be fundamentally grounded. They do it in many facets. They do it by all the different things. Drugs, alcohol, any and all the other things. But see, this is the thing. All of us know that Michael and Whitney was addicted to something. We can see their addiction, but what we don't see is the addiction that we have. And that addiction is the one that's going to kill us physically and damage us spiritually. Because it wasn't just Michael and Whitney that was targeted, used, and enslaved. And then ultimately dealt with because their talents was getting old. They no longer were able to do what they were able to do before. So guess what? Now, since you're no longer producing for the farm, it's time to get rid of the beast. And they're going to do that to every single person. This is why the healthcare system is set up the way it's set up. This is why the overall structure of employment is set up the way it's set up. To use you from a time period from this age to this age and then discard you after here. And to ensure after that that you are ill in so many different ways so that your life expectancy is diminished. Dr. King said longevity has its place. And that last night in Memphis said longevity has its place. That's so true. It has its place. We give too much energy to the physical living of what we know by what man has shown us. And we walked away from the eternal life and sustainability from what the great creator God Almighty has given us. Put longevity in its place. And don't allow it to rule you, because it will be a drug that will destroy you. And it destroyed us all through this addiction to cash. Addiction to consumerism. Addiction to entertainment. Addiction to self-entitlement. An addiction to violence. An addiction to being right instead of being loving and nurturing. and caring and having a connection and have no form of competition for another. They push this competition addiction to where now even everybody, your grandma even believes in competition. When the thing is believed. The bad thing about competition, it does this. It breeds jealousy. It breeds envy. It breeds selfishness. And it breeds greed. When you're in a position where you don't have to compete but cooperate with different things in life, you'll understand what being free is, because there's no bonds to cooperation. There's no bondage to cooperation. You're free. So important that we prepare accordingly. Listen, everyone, get ready to get out of here for the day. If you're interested in our preparedness training classes, $25 a month, we are continuing in that. You can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. There's so many things that are going on. We'd love to engage you all, get us all prepared for what's coming. Believe me, it will be, it's something, the things that you will learn there, you will be able to apply in your life in preparing yourself and your family. Also, we have, we're starting the trading, the Forex trading, just working out some of the bugs with the system, getting everybody signed up and everything else, and we're going to be trading among ourselves so the cash can come in and we can move it out into, put it into assets immediately. That's what we should be doing. This is where you're using the system against itself. So if you're interested in that, just go to imarketsliveinternational.com, or you can also text me there. Starting to work out some of the bugs that was there. A lot, you know, it's a bunch of different products and platforms that have to be merged, but no big deal. Once you start trading, you're good to go. And there's people that will be there to support you, and we'll have our own group and to help out, because one of the things is that we're not traders. We're, in my opinion, we do something that's much better than traders. We're not addicted to the trade. We have a purpose in everything, and that is going to be so powerful. So it's about time for you to fire your boss at the appropriate time if you can harness that type of wins and gains, which you can do. And that will be a good thing for you in preparing and getting your family set up for, because one of the things that you have that I didn't even touch on, these things we'll touch on, we got to go over what this Dallas Fed said. We are in a recession is what they said. And when they say recession, we are in a depression. You are going to have to create your own sustainability economically until this thing totally blows over, and then they start to have they try to revise the economy, and then you'll be in position to actually seize on those opportunities and create your own economy. So if you're interested in that, definitely hit me up at Wolf6Pack1 or text me 951-790-8330. Okay, everyone, that's the show for today. I just want to thank you all. Thank you for this, and Sister Davis for calling in. Thank you all for listening today. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. Before you take, cooperate. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.